Chapter 7. The work of this assembly. The work of the assembly may be divided into three groups, that is, local, extra-local, and foreign. Local work. This consists of spiritual and domestic activities. The spiritual aspect of the assembly work has already been dealt with earlier. If a policy or a systematic order is found to be necessary in the spiritual field, it is much more so in the case of domestic or material side of the assembly life. We have been exercised for a long time that the activities in the compound should be well organized. The method of leaving matters to take shape by themselves without knowing what tomorrow would bring has lost its effectiveness. The assembly's activities are getting enlarged day by day, and the necessity for an organized plan is keenly felt. In a matter of this nature, it is not possible to lay down a cut-and-dried policy, but certain rough indications, which might serve to bring about a common agreed working plan, is suggested in the following lines. As already stated, the work of each elder should be specified broadly. Division of labor is essential, and it is also scriptural. While the elders are jointly responsible for the conduct of the assembly meetings, each one of them should be made responsible for supervising a particular sphere of work. Elder number 1. 1. The kitchen and catering. 2. The bookshop. 3. The house and the compound. He will be in charge of the above duties. Under him there will be at least 2 brothers, whole-time works, to look after the various details. Kitchen. One of these assistants will be in charge of catering. The cook will be under his control. A cook assistant will have to be appointed to help the cook in cleaning the vessels, etc. This brother will be in charge of purchases and render detailed weekly account to the elder in charge. An estimate of expenditure for the whole month should be prepared and money obtained from the treasurer in the first week. The elder in charge will be personally responsible to see that a correct day-to-day account is maintained for every pie spent together with vouchers, wherever available. While the treasurer would have recorded in his book the estimated lump sum given to the elder in charge for a month, the subsidiary book maintained in the kitchen department would show the details of expenditure. Balance, if any, will be carried forward to the next month. The bookshop, another whole-time assistant should be placed under this elder to look after the bookshop and allied activities. He should purchase books, stock them carefully, and maintain detailed accounts of every transaction. I feel the time is come to keep a separate account for the bookshop. The elder in charge will be solely responsible for purchasing, printing, and selling the books. It should be treated as an independent unit. Loose-leaf ledger should be used for each class of book. The sale proceeds should be handed over to the treasurer at least twice a week. Stocktaking will be arranged once in 6 months. Every book used for assembly work in general should be paid for from the general fund. He will also be in charge of packing and forwarding, etc. The house and the compound. The maintenance of the house as a whole should be entrusted to the bookshop brother. The watchman and the sweeper will be under him. He will have to see the cleanliness of the compound, bathrooms and toilets, latrines, and also the order and discipline throughout the compound. The articles and furniture such as mats, chairs, etc. should be kept in their proper places. He will keep detailed account of expenditure, if any. Elder number 2. He will act as a treasurer, look after correspondence, visitors, receive guests and look after their spiritual and material needs. He will also be in charge of foreign work. The general discipline of the brethren in the house together with the supervision of sister's house, if any, will be his concern. He should keep detailed account of expenditure incurred by him under each category separately. A cycle messenger should be appointed and put under his charge to run errands for the assembly work as a whole. Elder number 3. He will be in charge of extralocal work such as slum work, meetings in the other divisions of Madras City, and in the villages round about Madras. He will, if necessary, be also in charge of Sunday schools in the compound and outside. Outdoor, open-air work may also be put under his charge. In these works, he will be assisted by a deacon. It would be helpful if each elder is given a deacon to help him. This will give ample opportunities to the deacons for getting thoroughly trained. This is only a rough guideline, and it may be altered to suit the need and convenience of all concerned. If necessary, the elders may change place from time to time. The question now is how to man the work. An assistant cook and a messenger can easily be appointed if no volunteers are forthcoming. I feel these duties in the Lord's vineyard, even cooking and latrine cleaning, should be offered to the assembly, explaining to them that this work is equally a God's ministry. A period of 3 years should be fixed, and all these duties should first be offered to our brethren in the family. They will be told plainly that they should continue to do this work for at least 3 years, at the end of which period, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things," may be applied. If these brethren decline, it should be offered to the believers in the assembly. These workers, whether our family brethren or from the assembly, should be whole-time servants. They will be given, if unmarried, free boarding and lodging. They should work on faith line. Small gifts may be given as the Lord leads. If married, they should live outside. But it will be helpful if the Lord will give us young men without encumbrances. I am sure, when this plan is known, many young men from outside and inside Madras will offer themselves. The assembly meeting and visiting should be shared by all the three elders, as agreed together by them on Friday meetings. The preachers and leaders for the following Sunday services and weekdays gatherings should, in my opinion, be fixed up on Friday itself. If in the meanwhile something special comes up, necessary adjustments could be made. Gifts to the poor and the needy will generally be talked over and decided on Fridays and paid by the treasurer or by those visiting them.